From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosher. Results from a survey of faculty members at the University of Missouri show low satisfaction with the school's current pay. The survey results, released yesterday, also show high satisfaction with cost of living, the quality of colleagues, and collaborative opportunities between faculty members. Minority professors expressed some of the lowest levels of satisfaction among respondents. Provost Latha Ramchand says the university is working to create a pipeline for professors of color to work at the university.
Women, we don't have enough faculty of color, and even if we do recruit them, they seem not to stay too long. Those are some of the challenges we face.
Ramchand says the university created a program several years ago that brings in underrepresented groups as postdocs and prepares them to become faculty. Since 2015, the percentage of minority faculty members has increased. Missouri voters chose to legalize medical marijuana in 2018, but lawmakers are looking to add some regulations. From the state capitol, Cassidy Arena has the story.
Missouri residents can currently use marijuana for medical reasons, but some Missouri lawmakers say they shouldn't work while under the influence. Senator David Sater, a Republican from Cassville, is the sponsor of a bill that would allow employers to possibly terminate an employee if a drug test showed THC in their system. Matthew Panik is with the Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and he supported the bill, saying the state needed to, quote, get ahead of marijuana legislation.
We know that recreational marijuana is probably coming at some point in the next year, 2 years, decade. So we know we want to get ahead of this and make sure we have a safe workplace for our workers across the state.
Those in opposition pointed out how the bill might violate Amendment 2 of the state constitution, which says people may use marijuana for medicinal use without legal consequences. I'm Cassidy Arena.
The Missouri Senate has passed legislation that would provide a tax incentive to save money for long-term care expenses. The bill, approved yesterday, would create a state income tax deduction for money invested in savings accounts to pay for the care of the chronically ill. Individuals could claim deductions of up to $4,000 per year, and married couples could claim up to $8,000. The savings could be used for their own future care or for someone else. The legislation now goes to the House. First Ward Columbia City Council candidates will join First Ward Neighborhood Associations tomorrow for a forum to discuss housing, infrastructure, and structural inequality issues. It will be the second forum of the municipal election season. It will start at 2 p.m. at Wilkes Boulevard United Methodist Church. Every First Ward candidate has committed to attend. The candidates are Pat Fowler, Greg Pearson, and Mark Anderson. Robert Hemmelgarn, vice president of the North Central Columbia Neighborhood Association, says representatives of the North Central, West Ash, and Ridgeway Neighborhood Associations will ask the candidates to sign a pledge that outlines some of the ward's most important issues. These issues include the development and longevity of affordable housing, urgent stormwater and sanitary sewer problems, and road and sidewalk fixes. All three candidates say they plan to sign the pledge. I'm Sam Mosher, KBIA News Columbia.